This is Radharasuta Nidhi by Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, May 8th, 2010. We're discussing the Radhaguna Mahima, the glorious, wonderful and glorious qualities of Srimati Radharani. Today we're starting verse 26, which describes that Srimati Radharani is the quintessence of everything. She's the Sara, the essence. She's the essence of everything. And we're going to hear about seven essences. And they have, sometimes you go in these incense and oil stores and they have natural essences, rose essence, or you say attar, or this or that, essences. And she has seven essences. She is unlimited, but at least seven are given here by Saraswati Pad. In verse 52, which we concluded yesterday, we mentioned the word Lavanya, which was a description of Radharani's beautiful complexion. Lavanya means that her complexion is pearl-like. Pearl-like in the sense that her body naturally glows with radiant beauty. And we heard that she is Rasasara, that she is the essence of an ocean of Ras. Now in this verse we're going to discuss, 26, Srila Saraswati Pad is describing how Srimati Radharani and Radharani alone is the essence of everything. Why is Radharani alone the essence of everything? The Sara, Sara, Sara. Because of these seven transcendental qualities that we're going to discuss, Srimati Radhika is the star or the essence or quintessence of everything for Brajadam. She's a quintessence. She is everything for Brajadam, everything for Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and everything for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. She's a quintessence for us also. Everything for Brajadam, everything for Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and everything for all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas who are sincerely and intensely aspiring for the eternal seva of her tenderly sweet lotus feet. Srimati Radhika ki! In describing how Srimati Radhika is the essence of seven different qualities, in effect, Saraswati Pad is mentioning and glorifying five of Radharani's 25 transcendental qualities. And teachings of Lord Chaitanya and also, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sanatana Shiksha, there are 25 qualities of Radharani listed. And these other qualities we're hearing, they all fall within the category, or the broader category, these 25. And in the discussion of these seven, we'll mention which one they're analogous to, are the 25 primary qualities of Radharani. So this is verse 26. Of Radharasura Nidhi. Lavanya Sara Rasa Sara Sukai Kasarai Karunya Sara Madhara Chabi Rupa Sare Vaidagya Sara Rati Keli Vilasa Sare Radha Bide Mama Mano Kila Sara Sare. Now as a Saraka, in his prarthana, or prayer, to his Swamini Radha, his Ishta Devata, or Devi, Saraswati Pad is saying, my mind is completely absorbed in Sri Radha, who is the essence of natural beauty, the essence of Ras, the only essence of bliss, the essence of compassion, the essence of all sweet, effulgent, and beautiful forms, the essence of cleverness, and the essence of erotic playfulness. So these are the seven essences of Radharani. So we use this, Saraswati Pad is using the word Sara, which most people know Hindi, it's the same, Hindi and Sanskrit. The word Sara, the A is there, but Sara or Sar means the most enjoyable part of a substance. The essence of ice cream, is it coolness? Is it smoothness? Is it creaminess? No, it's sweetness. It's a sweet flavor of the ice cream. If you take out the sweetness, it may be smooth, it may be creamy, it may be cold, and it will just be cold cream and not ice cream. So no one will scream for that type of ice cream. Ice cream for ice cream. At least that's what the kids do. The word sara means the most enjoyable part of a substance, and Sri Radha is the essential part of God's Sarup Shakti called Ladini. Because Krishna, he has unlimited potencies, Parasya Shakti, Rivadaya, Shriyate, Svabhavikigana, Balakriyacha. But they're basically categorized in three, Sandini Shakti, Ladini Shakti, and Samvit Shakti. And what is the most enjoyable aspect of Krishna, of these three Shaktis? His Ladini Shakti, that is his enjoying Shakti, that is his pleasure potency, Halad, Haladini. Halad means happiness, pleasure, satisfaction, joy. So even the most pleasurable aspect of his energies is his Ladini aspect, not his creative Sandini aspect, or his maintenance aspect of Sat or Sandini. Not these energies, but this internal energy, this Swarup Shakti, Ladini, and that Ladini takes a form, Ladini Radha, Haladini. So this, and Radha is that Sara, she's the essence of the essence. So Krishna's Ladini Shakti, she's the essence, the quintessence of it. The first point, the first essence of Radharani's seven essences, it's called Lavanya Sara. And this is the, as we mentioned, Lavanya means that luster, that pearl-like luster which emanates, that luster, that attractive glow, that attractive soothing and cooling and a very beautiful glow that emanates from within the core of a very costly and beautiful pearl. That's Lavanya. So Radharani's Lavanya Sara, her form is the essence of this beautiful, all-attractive glow which emanates from within her heart. It's the quintessence of luster. The Bhagavatam describes Krishna as Lavanya Saram Asamurdvam Ananya Siddham. That he himself is the unequaled, he's so effulgent, and no one has such a perfection. So someone might ask a question, well, the Bhagavatam is saying that Krishna is also Lavanya Saram, because his verse is there, 10:44-14. They may argue, you're saying that your Saraswati Pad is saying Lavanya Sara Radha, but I'm saying Lavanya Sara Krishna. Who's right? But there is no luster equal to or higher than Krishna. This is Asam Urdvam. This is one of the words that's often used to define God. Asam. Asam means no one's equal. Asama. And Urdvam, no one's above or taller or bigger than. This is God. The buck stops there. So sometimes people say, oh, Krishna's God. Well, he's a creator. Who created God? Clever and wise people. And then you're not talking about God anymore. God is the beginning point. The absolute center, the absolute starting point. If there's any starting point beyond that or behind that, then that starting point is God. Who created God? Well, the creator. Well, who created the creator of God? It's called dog chasing his tail argument. Dog chasing his tail, running, 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 never catching. Only salivating, getting nowhere. It's such a ridiculous line of thought. So the logic is that God is that. That's the very definition of God. It's the starting point, the beginning, the cause of all causes, sarvakarna karanam. So asamordvam, the Bhagavatam is saying asamordvam. Lavanyasaram, Krishna Lavanyasaram, asamordvam. So the argument is there. No one has that pearl-like effulgence or glow like Krishna, that beautiful sapphire, that ujvala nilamani. Rupa Goswami describes Ujvala Nilamani. Nilamani means a blue sapphire, and Ujvala, Ujvala means so effulgent, so radiant, so Lavanya. But then we have to ask, all right, as we're following our line of our critics, well, okay, all right, Krishna is unequaled and unsurpassed Lavanya, and he's the essence of that. But where did he get his luster from? Then the answer is Ananya Siddham. He's Ananya means no other perfection. He's perfect. It's self-born. Atmabhu, it's his own. He didn't get it from anyone, and that's why he said he's God. There's no other source than Krishna himself because he's self-perfect. But in the eyes of Krishna, Radharani is Lavanyasar. She is the essence of effulgence because he's so effulgent, no one's equal to him and no one has that luster. Then why is he attracted to Radharani? If you have so much money, you're very wealthy, Kraupati, but then you come to me and I say, why are you hanging around me? Because you have more money than me. I'm a Kraupati, but you're an Arabpati. I have millions of dollars, but you have billions of dollars. Can you give me a few billion so I can become close to you? So Krishna is, all right, the Bhagavatam is correct. But then, first of all, he's mad after Radharani, and this is one of the qualities, the quintessential qualities, one of the gunas of Radharani that Krishna's crazy about. Her effulgence, the beautiful dynamic effulgence of Radharani. Radha is the empress of Lavanya. This is told in Ujjala Nilamani. This is being spoken by the Lord himself. Krishna says, O Radhe, the Creator has collected the essence of all spotlessly beautiful things in the world to make your body. O doe-eyed beauty, Kuranga Netre, the rays that emanate from your limbs, that Lavanya, defeat even a splendid mirror made of jewels. The splendor of a jeweled mirror, these jewels like Suryakant and Chandrakant, they emanate so much light. Imagine a mirror made of jewels. So Krishna is saying that you're the supreme. In fact, Radharani's Lavanya, her effulgence lights up the entire forest of Vrindavan. That's how Krishna finds where she is. Krishna has such an effulgence, such Lavanya Sara Asamordvam, as Bhagavatam is telling, 10:44-14. But with his own Lavanya Sara, so-called unequaled, unsurpassed, matchless effulgence, and Lavanya radiance, when Krishna enters the forest in the daytime, with his own Lavanya, he cannot find Radharani. She's in a Nibrita Nikunj. And he has to find her somehow or other. So how does he find her? He has to track her on his mobile. He tracks her by her fragrance, by her vibration. But the first thing that's most prominent is her Lavanya Sara, the quintessence of her pearl-like effulgence, which is radiating through the whole forest, even in the daytime. So he's looking at, could Radharani be in this kunj? Or perchance she's in that kunj? He's wandering here and there along the banks of Yamuna. Where? Radharani kaha kahan. Hey Radhe, Brajadevi. Hey Radhe, Brajadevi. Kaha, kutaha, where are you? Brajadevi. Kunjadevi, Kunjeshwari. Where are you? Are you here? Ah, look, Subal. Manamangal, see, look. Look in that kunj. See there? Near Keshigat. See how see that effulgence? See that radiance coming from there? That is Lavanya Sara Radha. So then Krishna runs. So therefore, Saraswati Pada is quite correct that Krishna has defeated everyone in the entire universe with his Lavanya Sara Asamordva. But that person who has defeated the whole universe with his Lavanya has been defeated by the Lavanya of Radharani. Lavanya Sara Radharani ki. Now the second quintessential quality of Radharani course, there's this is mentioned here as the rasasar. This is combined. The commentators, they combine these two essences. The rasasara was sukhaikasara. Rasa and sukhaika. Because you can't have sukha without rasa, and you can't have rasa without sukha. If bhakti rasa is there, prema rasa is there, then bliss is there. And if you have bliss, transcendental bliss, then you must have rasa. Bhakti rasa produces bliss. Prema rasa. So they're interdependent. They're complementary. They go together. Rasasara, sukhaikasara. She is the essence of rasa, the only essence of bliss, the essence of joy, the essence of happiness and rasa. Sukhaikasara, rasasara. So when you combine these concepts together, sukhaikasara, and rasasara, that combination in Radhika, she's the essence of the happiness of rasa. Because when we engage in bhakti at the level of bhav, then the sthayi bhav and the anubhavs, vibhavs, sanchari bhavs, they all mix together at the level of bhav, and we begin to experience the true taste of bhakti ras, param jisva nivartate, rasa varjam rasopyasya param jisva nivartate. And that experience of ras is the experience of ladani ratha, the experience of the loving joy of Radharani's heart. So this bhakti means Radharani. Bhakti Devi is Radharani's amsha, expansion of Radharani, not Tulsi. Radharani's expansion. Bhakti is Ladini. So when one is experiencing the bhakti ras at the level of bhava bhakti in a true form, then that taste of bhakti is a taste of Radha, it's a taste of Ladini, it's a taste of the transcendental bliss of Radharani's heart, because we're touching Krishna's heart by our pure seva. And we can only touch Krishna's heart through the hand of Radharani. So when Radharani is favoring us, and Radharani's bhaktas are favoring us, and bhava bhakti enters the heart and mixes with our heart, then it elevates our heart and softens and melts our heart, so that we can actually offer that melted heart to Krishna in the anugatya of Radharani and her followers, and then experience the happiness of Krishna in return and the rasa of Krishna in return. Rasasara, sukhaikasara. So the essence of that happiness that a bhakti feels is Radharani. So the essence of Radha. The Upanishads are explaining, again we're seeing, it's like two teams in a football game. One side is the blue team and the yellow team. Sometimes in school, you're on the blue team, you wear a blue shirt, you're on the yellow shirt. Yeah, they divide up teams like this. There's a blue team and the yellow team. The blue team is obviously Sham's team. Jai Sham, Jai Sham, Jai Sham. And then the yellow team is obviously Radharani's team. So they're saying, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Isn't it? So they're Jai Shri, Jai Shri, Jai Shri. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna. So together you have Jai Shri Krishna. So they both win. It's called win-win. Jai Shri Krishna. Shri is Radharani and Krishna is Krishna. But Radharani's gopis are glorifying and encouraging her to victory in all the different pastimes. Jai Shri, Jai Shri, and all Krishna sakas and Prinarma sakas are encouraging and rooting for him. Jai Krishna. So on one side, the Krishna bhaktas are arguing for the supremacy of Krishna. He's supreme in ras and supreme in this and supreme in that. On the other side, you have the Radha bhaktas, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. No, 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 no. Krishna is das of Radharani. Radharani is supreme. Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari. They say, no, 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 Krishna is Vrindavaneshwara. No, 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 no. Don't you know Madhav Mahotsav? Krishna arranged himself. It's called Madhav's festival. Madhav's festival to establish Radharani as a Vrindavaneshwari, the umrah of Vrindavan. He himself put the coronation garland on her neck. Jiva Goswami isn't recounting. It's also in the stories in the Puranas. And retold in a poetic way by Jiva Goswami and Madhav Mahotsav. And already there in the histories, the Puran. It's a fact. Radharani is the one and only queen of Vrindavan. Vrindavaneshwari Radharani ki jai. So we're on Radharani's team. Jai Shri, Jai Shri. But the Upanishads, they're on Krishna's team. So they say, Rasovai Saha. Rasovai Saha. They say that Krishna is Ras. He is Ras. Rasovai Saha. He is Ras. He's Rasaraj. Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, Akila Rasamrita Murti. Akila Rasamrita Murti. He is the form. Krishna is the very form and embodiment of all nectarine mellows or flavors of divine rasas. So, despite these inconceivable attributes of Krishna, Rasaraj, our Kasturi Manjari, who knows better, Kasturi Manjari is Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Pada Ki, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki. He's telling something different. So who will the judge believe? Your lawyer or my lawyer? Okay, Upanishads, speak up for your defendant. Speak up for your client. All right, Goswami Gratis, you speak on behalf of your defendant. Who is supreme, Radha or Krishna? That's a heated debate. The Madhvas don't even accept Radharani. Say she's an apsara. We don't accept her. And for us, she's God. Radharani is God. She's the female God. So just see the controversy in the court of philosophy. The controversies in the court of philosophy. Who will judge? Who will say? If you're a Madhva, that's your way. Follow what they say. If you're a Gaudiya, this is our way. We follow what we say. There's no other way to go to Radhe Radhe. Radha Rani Ki Jai. Our Kasturi Manjari states the case on behalf of Radharani and Govinda Lilamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj's classic of Astakalya Lila, chapter 11, verse 118. Krishnendri Lada Guner Udara Shri Radhika Rajati Radhikeva Sarvopam Anavali Mardi Silan Yangani Vangini Chabanti Yamushya Yangani Vangani Chabanti Yamusha. Translation, verse 118 from chapter 11. Srimati Radhika is the ornament with all the qualities. Srimati Radhika is ornamented with all the qualities of sweetness and beauty that can fully please Krishna's transcendental senses. In this way, Radhika can only be compared with herself alone. Thus, Radhika defeats all standards of comparisons with her every limb of her beautiful divine form. So therefore, Krishna was Rasavai. So he is, but he is, he's okay, he's Rasaraj. But he relishes, he gets his ras, he gets his relish from Rasasar and Sukhaikasar Radha. Kavi Karnapur says that the essence of ras is astonishment. So Krishna's Rasavai Saha, that's a fact. But does he become astonished by his being ras? No. He experiences astonishment when he's with Radharani. Chamatkar. Chamatkar Lila. Only with Radharani, by himself or within himself, yes, he's Rasaraj, yes, he's Rasavaisaha. But Kavi Karnapur is saying, what is the essence of Ras? What is it? It means astonishment. Rasasar Chamatkar Radharani. Because of her Madan Mahabhav, she creates the most inconceivable astonishment and relishable rasa for Krishna's pleasure. Therefore, Radha alone is the quintessence of ras, rasasara, and bliss, sukhaikasara, for Krishna. Although Krishna is the embodiment and the very source of pleasure, Ladini Shakti, Radharani's expression of that energy enables Krishna to taste and experience happiness within himself. He's the sugar, but not the sweet. So how does he taste the sweet unless he becomes the tongue? So Radharani is that, allows Krishna to taste the sweetness in sugar. He's the sugar and he's the source of the sweetness, but without, the sugar needs something else to taste its own sweetness. It needs a taster. So Radharani is giving Krishna the taste of his own happiness by her rasas, expression of her ras, her madhura ras, her madanakya mahabhav, prem ras. He gets so much thrill and astonishment and happiness with Radharani and Radharani alone. Therefore, she is the quintessence of ras, rasasar and sukhaikasar. The happiness, the degree and pitch and extent of happiness and pleasure that Radharani offers to Krishna and provides for Krishna is unexcelled and matchless anywhere. Srimati Radhika is also the cause of happiness for the devotees. Radhika makes us happy also. This point is explained, how Radharani makes the devotees happy. In Ramananda Samvag, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 8, 158. Sukha Rupa Krishna Kare Sukha Ashwadhan Bhakta Gane Sukha Dite Ladani Karan. Very simple Bengali. Sukha Rupa Krishna Kare Sukha Ashwadhan Bhakta Gane Sukha Dite Ladani Karan. Thus, Srimati Radharani alone is Sukhaika Sara. She is the only source of the essence of joy and bliss. In this verse, Ramananda Roy is explaining to Lord Chaitanya about the identity of Radharani. He's saying that Sukha Rupa Krishna Kare, Sukha Ashwadan, Bhaktagani Sukha Dite, Ladani Karan, that Ladani Karan, Sarvakarana Karanam, Ladani Shakti means Radharani. She is the cause. The mul karana. She is the cause of Sukha Rupa Krishna, the cause, the form of happiness for Krishna. She gives happiness, she gives the very form of happiness to Krishna, Sukha Ashwadan. And she enables Krishna to taste happiness. Bhaktagani Sukha Dite. Dite means dan, means to give. She gives happiness to the devotees, Bhaktagani. So this means that Ladini Shakti Radha, when that Ladini Shakti expresses itself towards Krishna, then he experiences happiness and tastes happiness. Therefore, Radharani is Sukhaika Sara. And when Ladini Shakti, when Radharani expresses her mercy and her energy of Ladini, bhakti means Ladini, towards the devotee, then he experiences, when she gives herself to the devotee, then he experiences Bhakta Gani Sukhedite, the cause of the devotee, the cause of the devotee feeling happiness and devotion, Bhakti Ras, or Bhakti Ulas, or Bhakti Sukh, happiness and devotion, the cause is Radharani, the cause is her Ladini Shakti. That's the true happiness and the true Ananda that one experiences in the course of serving Krishna, Sevananda. That Sevananda the devotee experiences is the mercy of Radharani. So tomorrow, by the mercy of the Lord, we'll begin the fourth essence of Radharani, Karuna, Karunya Sara, the essence of compassion. Radharasura Nidhi Ki Jai, Prabodhananda Saraswati Pada Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.